Imagine this. You can lose weight by eating anything you want, but you can only eat 5 bites of it. And would you swallow tapeworms if it means losing weight? In this episode, we will explore the world of fad diets. Plus, we will provide some tips on how to make successful and healthy diet changes. That's all coming up on this episode of Well-Being Simplified.
Girasoles nunca dejan de girar. Como en la orilla del mar, el agua viene con caricias que se van. Yo sé muy bien que tú te fuiste, tú sabes bien que volverás. Los girasoles nunca dejan de girar.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Wellbeing Simplified. My name is Maggie and I'm your host for this podcast. For our intro today was Girasoles by Luis Fonsi, which means sunflowers. And it's now officially one of my favorite songs. Anyways, before we start today, I want to make a quick disclaimer. This episode is not to promote any diets for any person in any way. This is simply a collection of information for your own education. All I'm about to tell you includes my own personal knowledge of nutrition, as well as what credible health institutions and health experts have discovered. If you want to know about any diet modifications specifically for you, please consult with a certified nutritionist. In this episode, we will see what a fad diet exactly is, how these diets come from, the difficulties with going on a fad diet, and why sometimes they fail. As a bonus, I came across some insane diets you would not believe actually exist. So, without further ado, let's get to it. When you hear the word diet, what's the first thing that pops into your head? Being hungry all the time? Restricting the amount of food that you eat or what you can eat? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines diet as, quote, food and drink regularly provided or consumed, quote. So in English, diet is not a meal plan to lose weight or gain muscle, but it's the way you eat in general. However, the public associates the word diet with a meal plan popularized by a celebrity or the media. This, my friends, is a fad diet. What's the difference between the two? Once again, diet refers to the way you eat on a regular basis. A fad diet is its evil twin. The Cleveland Clinic has shared tips on how to spot a fad diet. According to the Cleveland Clinic, if a diet promises a quick fix, like losing 15 pounds in a week with no exercise, eliminates one or more food groups, and this is the key point, it's recommended from studies that ignore differences among individuals and those studies are not peer-reviewed. In other words, someone's diet is not researched by their experts to see if it actually works and does what it's supposed to do. And it basically shows that everyone reacts the same to the diet, so you should see the results also. And this is one major thing to know about fad diets, is it is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Studies have been conducted which show that no two people can react the same to the same types of food. One food might make one person feel really good and energetic, while it may make another person grouchy and lazy. One study conducted in 2019 by Professor of Genetic Epidemiology at King's College London, Tim Spector, demonstrates how this effect is possible even in identical twins. Over a span of 2 weeks, Spector and his researchers followed, no, I shouldn't say follow, that sounds kind of creepy. Spector and his researchers kept track of health data for 1,100 UK adults, which included 240 pairs of twins. Now, with this data, they looked at blood sugar levels, gut microbes, insulin and fat levels, as well as their sleep and exercise routines. Now, also during those 2 weeks, participants consumed either predetermined meals or they got to choose them on their own. And what was found was participants had differences in the way their bodies reacted to food, and some experienced an immediate spike in blood sugar levels while others did not. They had even different responses during the time of day the meal was consumed. This is one of the main reasons why these fad diets fail. They do not work with the individual. Several more reasons can be found in Michigan State University's Health for You program. For instance, dieting is only a temporary change. Our bodies are really smart, especially when it comes to adapting to a new change, like changing our foods. For instance, let's say you're consuming less food. The body will initially try to send you signals to eat more, which will make a person grumpy. No, hangry. At that moment, you're thinking, no stomach, we already ate our two crackers and half a banana, you're not getting any more. So the body decides to slow everything down in order to conserve energy. The result? Weight is lost and it's gained right back. And with all these diets out there, you won't even believe some of the insane diets that actually exist. Once again, I do not recommend anyone to try out these diets. This is all information. So the first diet is the 5-Bite diet. This diet was created in 2007 by Dr. Alwyn Lewis to provide a speedy weight loss of up to 15 pounds in 1 week. And remember, that's a red flag for a fad diet. So imagine this. You can eat whatever you want, any food that you want, as long as it's only 5 bites. Dr. Alwyn also said that you can have 1 to 2 bites for snacks. So in total, all day, you would have 10 to 12 bites of food. You would also be skipping breakfast and drinking black coffee in its place. If you cannot already tell, this diet has a lot of problems. The 5-Bite diet was reviewed by registered dietitian Aline Petrit for Healthline, and this is what she says. Petrit says that although the diet will cause your body to consume fewer calories, this is not healthy at all. On average, 800 calories or fewer, depending on the food, will be consumed for the whole day, which is extremely dangerous and can come with health risks, such as gallstones and irregular eating patterns. Not to mention, there can be vitamin and nutrient deficiencies. So just because fewer calories are consumed, a significant amount of weight loss will occur in a short period of time, which can lead to weight regain after resuming normal eating habits. The next diet is the tapeworm diet, which is just as disgusting and horrific as it sounds. Now, if you get a little queasy, feel free to skip ahead or just exit out and tune in next week. However, if you're still listening, get ready. Tapeworms have been advertised as a tool for weight loss since the 1900s. Now, at the time, there were trends like wearing a rib-crushing corset to have an hourglass figure and bathing in ammonia to have a fair complexion. The idea behind this diet is that you would swallow a pill containing a tapeworm egg. The egg would then hatch in your digestive tract and consume all the extra calories. So you could eat as much as you want and not gain weight because you'd have a little help. However, as you can imagine, it's extremely dangerous and also illegal. Dr. Patricia Quinslick from Idaho Department of Public Health witnessed the effects firsthand in one of her patients and explained the risks of the diet. One risk is infection. Hey, those tapeworms did not go through a full physical checkup prior to being in your intestines. If the worm gets infected, it also takes a toll on the individual's health. The individual can experience symptoms from abdominal pain, bloating, weakness, to blockage in the intestines, which requires surgery. Additionally, the worms stay in your system for up to 20 years, feeding and reproducing. They can also grow up to 30 feet. And I'm just gonna say this, that's nasty. Now you might be thinking, where on earth do these diets even come from? One of the most common ways a fad diet will spring up is by being advertised by a professional already in the healthcare field, offering a revolutionary solution for weight loss. For example, Dr. Robert Atkins. Does this name sound a little familiar? That's right, he was the one who created the Atkins diet. Or there's Dr. Peter D'Adamo, a naturopathic physician who created the blood type diet. Other times, the exact creator may not be known, and a diet will spring up as something passed down the grapevine. For example, someone is struggling with weight loss and they try something completely different, like eating only cabbage soup for all 3 meals, and they spread the word to everyone else they know to show them their amazing results. So, if you do choose to change your diet or lifestyle in a safe and healthy manner, here's some things to note. Ideally, consult with the nutritionist first or any nutrition certified professional. Remember, we are all different people, so you want to consult with someone towards changes which will be beneficial for you and for you only. Second, make small changes to your everyday life. This way, it will be easier to maintain a new change and you can be more motivated to keep going. For example, let's say you consume 5 bottles of soda a day. So first, try drinking only 4 sodas and 1 bottle of water. Then 3 sodas and 2 bottles of water. Then 2 sodas and 3 bottles of water. And before you know it, you will be drinking 5 bottles of water and no sodas. If you make dramatic changes overnight, it's going to be extremely difficult to get through and relapse will occur and your old habits will come back. So baby steps. Lastly, pay attention to how your body feels. If you eat a certain food at a certain time of day or something you don't normally eat and you feel sleepy or grouchy or happy, take note of that. By noticing these things, it can give you insight on how your own body reacts and help guide you towards a healthier lifestyle made and designed for you. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of Wellbeing Simplified. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at WellbeingSimplified2020 for updates on episodes, health and fitness tips, and some hilarious health pictures for your entertainment. New episodes are uploaded every Wednesday on Spotify and Anchor at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And please remember to not swallow any tapeworms and never eat 5 bites of anything. See you next time.